Big third down for the Highlander offense. 9:27 to go. Ball remains. Dead center. Wyke sends in motion. Consist, he takes a shotgun snap, looks to the right, wants to set up the screen pass, able to do so. Cobb with a one-hand grab inside the 45. He's got the first down inside the 40-yard line. Nice one-handed grab by Cobb as Wyke put it just a little too much air under it, but he's able to corral it. And that was a huge third down conversion by the Highlander offense. 9:19 to go in the half. He was looking at his chops. Jakes takes a shotgun snap, steps up in the pocket. He looks right down to Sabin. He's got him into the end zone. Touchdown, Highlanders. Jake Wyke hits Shira. And with 7:13 to go, the Highlanders are on the board. It's now 21-6.
Shira cuts across the seam and catches it right in the center of the end zone. Knocked to the ground as he holds on as well. Nice zip there from Jake, and right there to wait on it was Max Shira.
Third down, 7 to go. Ball just inside 30-yard line. Blake steps up in the pocket, wants to throw the quick hitter, and that ball's intercepted inside the 25-yard line. James Jack and Jacob Patrick able to pick it off, and with 5:52 to go, Oak Hills is right back at business. They baited him into the throw. He was trying to hit Dylan Hughes, the junior wideout, on a quick hitch. Instead, the linebacker dropped back into space. Patrick was able to pick it off, and they get their first turnover of the 2017 season. Also breaking in a new junior kicker as well, the lefty, and they're going to keep him on the sideline right now. They're going to go with the right arm of the senior Wyke. Empty set. He's standing at his 20 all by himself, and they bring Cobb in motion, and they're going to do a double reverse to Spilly, and there's a block there by Wyke. He's at his 10, inside the 5, he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Highlanders. How about the double reverse? And with 4:16 to go, it's now Milford 21, Oak Hills 13.
What a gutsy call there by Prosser, and what, boy, does it pay off.
Right back to the line. Wyke steps up in the pocket, looks to his right, sings out that way. He's got it right open. Hopkins inside the 40, inside the 35, drags an Eagle down to the 27-yard line. And just like that, the Highlanders are in business. It's 1:53 to go. Right back to the line.
Hopkins left all alone there, but the 35-yard line, nobody's within 5 yards of him.
Duels bottom, single top. They're going to fake it to Cobb. Wyke steps up in the pocket. He wants to go deep. Nobody's open. Now he's got a receiver. He's got Berkemeyer at the 12-yard line. Actually, sorry, he hit Grant Rembold, the junior, number 19, down to the 13-yard line. And in a matter of 28 seconds, the Highlanders are in the red zone. Second down, 8 to go, ball, 12-yard line, 1:27 to go, 28-13. Wyke steps up in the pocket, looks to his left, throws it in the back corner to the end zone for Shira. He's got him. Touchdown, Highlanders. Wyke strikes again for the second time tonight. And with 1:22 to go, it's now Milford 28, Oak Hills 19.
That's the kind of throw that I have all the scouts talking about you. The back shoulder throw to the corner of the end zone, beautiful touch on it. Puts Oak Hills back on the board.
King takes a shotgun snap, looks to his left, comes back to his right, sets up in the pocket. He is going down at the 43-yard line. Big old 22, Jake Weichel, the 195-pound junior, throws him down for a loss.
Got around his 11.
Good high snap, able to get it, and they blocked it! They blocked it! Inside the third, they're going to have the ball at the 28-yard line with 36 seconds to go. How about that? That's a game-changing play. Nate Shelby able to get the block, and with 36 seconds to go, Oak Hills is in business, down 28-19. So it's going to be first down and about 5. Ball's at the 25-yard line, moving right to left, right hash. 21 seconds to go. Wyke's already thrown 2 touchdowns tonight. Steps up into the pocket. Looks left. He goes into the end zone. He's got him. Shira into the end zone. Touchdown, Highlanders. Wyke strikes again. And for the third time tonight, he hooks up with Max Shira. And for the 45th time of his career, Wyke throws a touchdown pass. And with 16 seconds to go, it's now a 28-25 football game.
I'd say that Shira connection is working pretty strong tonight in game number 1 together.
This time a 15-yard strike. He's hitting for 12 and 14 on the other ones. And this time they're going to go for 2. Rolls out to his right. Jake steps up. He's trying to run for it. He's being pushed in. He's got it. Wiking on the two-point conversion. And with 16 seconds to go, it's now Milford 28. Oak Hills 27. Third down, 9 to go. Ball near hash. Wiking's in the shotgun. Duels to each side. Shearer to the bottom. Hopkins, Birkenmeyer to the top. Cobb splits right at Jake. Jake stands at his own 30-yard line. Takes a shotgun snap, looks to his right, looks down the field. He's got a receiver in Birkenmeyer. He breaks the tackle for the first down and more. Inside to 50, stiffs arms away, inside to 40, throws another guy down to the 37-yard line. Birkenmeyer took a 5-yard hitch and added 25 more. And with 9:58 to go, the Highlanders are in business, first and 10. On the mill for 37.
Huge catch and huge conversion there on third down. Extend the drive and move deep into, now into Milford territory.
Big crowd tonight. Duels top, single bomb. They move Hopkins left to right. Cobb to left to Wiecki. Jake steps up in the pocket. He's got Shearer. Oh, what a catch! He's into the end zone. Touchdown! Highlanders, Wiecki to Shearer. Round four. And with 8:48 to go, it's now 35-33.
Sheriff shaking off a defender on his way to the end zone that time. Four beautiful catches, four beautiful touchdowns for Oak Hills.
Hand communication now. Oak Hills defense is set. King steps up in the pocket. He feels the rush. He throws it right down the pipe. He's got a receiver. That one was almost picked off. How about the big hit by Griffin Kane at the 25, separating Eiler from the football. And with 8:12 to go, Oak Hills gets the three and out they desperately needed. They come out, chips to the bottom, single to the top. Cobb split left to Jake as they get the final play call. From the sideline, Hopkins and Shearer split straight bottom. Birkenmeyer out top. Constance to the bottom in the slot. Jake looks to his right, steps up, throws it. He's got a receiver. Nice catch along the far side. Birkenmeyer to the 42. Stepping into that role, vacated by Jason Smith as Wiecki delivers a bullet. And with 5:28 to go, it's another Highlander first down. Motion to the near side with Hughes. Shotgun formation. Blake steps up, throws that Tim Tebow pass, and it's intercepted! It's intercepted in the end zone off the tip pass. And the Highlander defense causes their second turnover of the night, this time in the end zone. And with 1:09 to go, the Highlanders take possession.
That's James Patrick again, his second time. James Patrick. This time in the end zone.
Patrick, his second pick of the night. They tried to Tim Tebow pass. It was tipped up. The referee tackled him in the end zone, and it didn't matter because he was able to hold on to it. And with 1:09 to go, Mighty Mo is back in the favor of the Highlanders.
As Coleman, 37 yards to extend the lead to 5.
From the hold of King, good snap, good hold. Plenty of leg, and he pushed it. He pushed it far right. The Highlander defense steps up yet once again. And with 10:23 to go, the Highlanders will have another chance to take the lead. First and 10, ball 38-yard line, 9:27 to go. Handoff, Cobb straight up the gut. He's got the first down and more. Out across the 50, 45, 40, inside the 30, inside the 20. He goes out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Cobb breaks one loose. And with 9:17 to go, the Highlanders enter the red zone. But before then, they got to finish off the Eagles tonight. 7:42 to go. Second and goal to go. Ball's on the 1-yard line. Malone's the deep back. Wiecki's under center. And that's who they're going to give it to. He's into the end zone. Standing up. Touchdown. Highlanders. That was 7:38 to go. Oak Hills takes the first lead of the 2017 season. 39-35 Highlanders. Ball's right hash. Second down, 13 to go. Ball's at the 29. King stands at the 34. Kell to his right. King's looking that way. Now he rolls to his right. Wants to dump it off. Instead, he's going down. Back at the 40-yard line. Goldfish drops it for a loss. And with 5 minutes to go, it's going to be third and long. Here we go. Second down. Go to go. Goal to go. Ball's at the 40-yard line. 17.4 seconds to go. Ball's right hash. Duels top. Single bottom. Kell split left to Blake King. Now they bring in motion with Kell. It's an empty set. Blake rolls to his right, getting a run pass option. He's got Kell, and he's hit, and he's into the end zone with 13 seconds to go. Kell from Blake, 3-yard line. They'll need a 77-yard strike in 5 seconds. Now Cobb splits left. They get the final play call from the sideline.
Jake standing at his own 17-yard line, takes the snap, steps up in the pocket. He's got some pressure. Now he's going to chuck it deep. He's got plenty of arm on it. That one's going to be picked off. And instead of falling, now they're going to run out of bounds.
Number 15, Jake Wojcicki's passing.
And that'll do it. Our final score, Milford 42, Oak Hills 39, and a very entertaining game, but one in the second half. Oak Hills let them slip away. They have plenty of chances to build up, first take the lead, and then they had chances to build upon it. They just couldn't put the final coffin nails in. Give Milford credit. Last 5 minutes of the game, they were able to trickle the ball down the field, kill the clock, and put this game away.